The Buffalo Board of Education yesterday approved turnaround models for six low-achieving schools. Futures Academy and Charles Drew Science Magnet will both see half their staffs replaced. The other four schools will operate under an educational partnership organization. Known as an EPO, it is a restart model that, if approved by the state, would see outside organizations run the schools. Research to Practice would take over the Buffalo Elementary School of Technology. Waterfront Elementary would be run by Canisius College, and both East and Lafayette High Schools would be under the control of Johns Hopkins. Interim Superintendent Amber Dixon says the plan for Lafayette, preventing the shutdown of the oldest school in the district, still in its original building, is particularly gratifying.
I'm greatly relieved to walk away with a plan for Lafayette High School tonight. This community believes in this school. I think we all believe in this school. Whatever the plan is for turning it around, I think we can count on the community working together, no matter who the partner is, to work hard to make sure that it becomes a school of excellence.
Lafayette, incidentally, graduated its first class in 1903, and the building is on the National Register of Historic Places. There does, however, remain one piece of unfinished business from yesterday's session. A special meeting will be held tomorrow for a seventh school, the Bilingual Center, School 33. Board members last night did not have enough information to vote on that school's turnaround plan.